A Swedish mother faced being reported to social services for breastfeeding her two-year-old, but one expert says children should ideally be breastfed up to the age of five. Earlier this year, the mother was told by a nurse at a child healthcare centre in Luleå in northern Sweden that her daughter wasn't growing fast enough and that unless she stopped breastfeeding her, she'd be reported to social services. The mother was told that breastfeeding her two-year-old was tantamount to child abuse and that it was hampering the child's growth, local newspaper Norrländska Socialdemokraten reported earlier this month. But other breastfeeding experts disagree. Speaking to Swedish radio, Sofia Svedberg, a midwife and a breastfeeding researcher at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, said she'd prefer to see more mothers breastfeeding their two-year-olds. Svedberg said breast milk contains all nutrients that a child needs and that the global recommendation is for mothers to breastfeed exclusively for 6 months and then to combine breastfeeding with other food for 2 years or more to ensure the child receives enough iron and vitamin C. According to the mother in northern Sweden, at 2 months her child was small and below the growth chart that shows the standard ranges for height and weight. Her daughter had apparently been fully breastfed for 6 months and after that partially breastfed, but she wasn't eating enough food. But the mother said that the girl showed no signs of malnourishment, nutrient shortage or iron deficiency. Svedberg, the breastfeeding expert at the Karolinska Institute, told Swedish Radio that the idea that it's terrible to breastfeed older children is a, quote, social construct. Svedberg said a mother can never force a child to breastfeed and so it's not a question of maltreatment. And speaking to the newspaper Dagens Nyheter, the mother in northern Sweden said she was distressed after being told that she needed to stop breastfeeding completely or risk being reported to social services. She said, "I had a breakdown. Would I, who'd always done what I thought was best for my child, be reported for child abuse?" The mother herself reported the child healthcare centre in Luleå to the Health and Social Care Inspectorate, stating that she'd not received any other advice apart from the order to stop breastfeeding. She told Dagens Nyheter that for her and her child, breastfeeding was about much more than just food. She said, "It was a way for my daughter to fall asleep, to feel closeness, or just to cuddle in the morning." And she added, "Breastfeeding was also a saviour when she was ill and had a fever and neither ate nor drank." Sofia Svedberg at the Karolinska Institute said women have different experiences breastfeeding and that each case has to be treated individually. However, she said that biologically speaking, we're meant to breastfeed up to age five. But she insisted our lifestyles mean that women today choose to stop breastfeeding early. If it were up to the children, said Svedberg, we might see more older kids breastfeeding.